Go ahead and read the verse. Matthew chapter 25. You look with me there. I want to say again, I thank the Lord for the good service this morning. The Lord manifests Himself to people that worship Him and love Him. Of course, you'll never worship Him unless you love Him. But I'm thankful tonight for a part of being in the family of God. I must not have this thing on, huh? Thank God. Amen. It amazes me of just how the Lord does things when you don't expect it. If you think He'll be here, He'll be there. I don't know why His children, we try to figure Him out sometimes, and His ways are past finding out. You ever pray and try to figure out how God's going to do it? Well, we just have to believe Him to do it. I've been reading in the book of Matthew. I've been getting some help from my old heart. And I ran across this verse in the reading of the scripture this week. And it's encouraged me and helped me to see things in a different light. Now, in the context of this scripture, maybe it is talking about the Gentiles and how they show kindness or favor to the Jewish brethren. But in application tonight, we can take the scripture and make an application to the local church. This Bible would be no good to you tonight if you couldn't apply it. This is more than just written words. This is something that we can trust and believe and do and have God's blessing on our lives. I'd hate to think tonight that I had a Bible that I couldn't believe, I couldn't practice, and I couldn't get blessed from. I'd hate to think tonight that what I was reading to you, I didn't believe. Buddy, I believe everything in here. I believe every bit of it's real, true, and genuine. And I believe, thank God, that it's settled in heaven. And I believe, thank God, the interpretation of it, thank God, is of no private interpretation. But it is, thank God, revealed to everyone that's been born of the Spirit. And we don't have to go to somebody to learn it. We have this unction of this Holy Ghost touching us that we can go to God. And we can ask Him, and He can teach you the Word. I'm glad God does use teachers and preachers. But it's all a manifestation work of the Spirit making known to you what thus saith the Lord. And when you grab a hold of a truth and put it to application, it causes you, thank God, to act upon it a whole lot faster of this duty. Duty's good. We ought to do our duty. But thank God when you find out that God has a blessing in it, that God has His hand upon it, and it's all about Him. Amen. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about me. It's not about what I've done. Thank God, it's about what He done. Thank God, boy, to be on this end of it. To know that He's in me. I know tonight He's given me life. And give me the eternal Word. I'm glad to report to you tonight. Thank God, you do it and be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 25, this is what He said. He said in verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory." Now we know He's talking about judgment here. The Bible said it before, "Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from the another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungering and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, notice this. When saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? They didn't do this just because they wanted to be seen. That's why they ask you, man. What we do, we're not doing to be seen of men. And they said, when do we do this? I mean, when do we do this? And then he said this. He said in verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, in so much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What a blessing tonight. Well, I want to publicly thank God tonight for everything he's ever done for me. I want to thank him tonight for everything that God's allowed somebody down through the years I've been saved to do anything for me. I ought to be thankful. I thought about them nine that left and after they got healed, they didn't bow before the Lord and give him thanks. And the Bible said there's a Samaritan leper. When he knelt, he said, thank you. And the Lord said, where's the nine at? I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be unthankful. I want to be thankful for everything God's done for me. I will thank him tonight for all the blessings of God in Jesus Christ. I will thank him for the church people, the born again saints, that's never done anything for me. We ought not never look at the facts of how much they do, as much as them doing it. Amen. Jesus said, if you'll give a cup of cold water in the disciples' name, he said it won't go unrewarded. And so to sit beside that hospital bed of one that's in need. Thank God, just remember when you go to that hospital bed. Thank God, you're doing it unto him. Amen. You're sitting there trying to comfort them, and you got to see this. If you're doing it because of him or for him, or you're doing it unto him. When you see that people in that bed, thank God he is him. Amen. It's Christ. Thank God you're doing it unto him. Thank God. Amen. One man said, thank God. He said one day years ago, he said, Lord, I just want to do something for you. And he said he was walking in his neighborhood. Amen. He said he saw a man that come out that was a leper and said he was in bad shape. And he was really bad. When you look at him, and the Lord touched that man's heart. And he said he went up and hugged the leper. And he said, sir, I love you. And when he said he stepped back, he said he saw the face of Christ. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, listen. You won't have to go through life doing everything because it's a duty. Because it's something you ought to do. Amen. If you really see who you're doing it unto, if you really see who you're doing it unto, he said, them that do it unto the least of my brethren, as they're doing it unto me, every time you do something, amen, for somebody else, you're doing it unto him, amen. Get a hold of that one. Amen. That'll cause you to want to go sit by side of a hospital bed. That'll cause you to want to go to a family that's bereaved. That'll cause you to try to help somebody that's in need. that have called you to know, praise God. Amen. And extend your hand of kindness. Amen. To them and me. And then your friend. Jesus said, if you do it unto my brethren, the least, he said, of these brethren, ye have done it unto me. It's amazing, brother, of how much God rewards his work tonight. It's amazing. Thank God that God can take just a little something and, brother, for years, amen, use it in somebody's life, and you never knew God used it. You never knew God blessed it. You knew it by his own word, but you never heard no report. You never heard somebody say that helped me, and that blessed me. And buddy, I'm telling you what, it's amazing what God will do. Amen. When you give yourself to him and say, I'm doing it unto the Lord. Amen. It's amazing. Just amazing. So many reports in the ministry of God. And it's just not only the preaching ministry. It's the ministry of the gospel. It's the ministry of works. It's the ministry of helps. That when you live a Christian life and you, it's just like them little old children, these ladies teaching Sunday school. And God, they're doing it under Christ. When they see that little boy, they said, I'm giving, but Jesus said, you receive them, you receive me. They're doing it unto Christ. They think about the sacrifice, thank God, that people give, that they might do it to them, that they do it unto Christ. Hey, buddy, it just enjoys my heart to get a hold of this group this week. That many a time I went by a hospital bed, or I went to a home, and sat beside somebody that's struggling, somebody that's weak, somebody's lonely, somebody's hurting, thank God, and just be there for them, and pray with them. Hey, thank God, prayer, when you're doing it unto them, you're doing it unto Christ, amen. That's right. Don't ever think that anything you do is unnoticed. The Lord told the church, I think it was Thessalonica, that he said he wouldn't forget their work of faith and their labor of love. Listen, anything you do for God, he's going to reward it. Yeah. Amen. Especially sacrificial things. Things that you don't have to do. Things that people that might pray and need a hand helping hand in. And you don't, you go the extra mile. Thank God you go further. Amen. No telling what God will do in somebody. Thank God when they give their self to him. When you give your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Jude put it like this. And some have compassion. Making a difference. We ought to make a difference. Amen. If you took one person, amen, thank God, and said, I'm going to help them. I'm going to do what I can to be a blessing. And then, your friend, it'd be amazing what God would do when we give ourselves to make a difference in the lives of people and invest in the ministry. Thank God that Jesus could say to us that you've done it unto me. Amen. That's right. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that card you sent out to an ailing brother or sister? That you're doing it unto Christ. Have you ever thought about somebody that hungered, that you bought them a meal, that you was doing it unto Christ? Have you ever thought about the clothes, maybe that you, my friend, don't wear no more, and you give it to somebody to be a blessing to them, that you was doing it unto Christ? Everything you do, in the name of God, for the others, amen. He said it's not going unnoticed. I believe we're falling in this day to realize, friend, thank God, anything you do for God's going to go, thank God, to the judgment, amen. Jesus, amen, said I was in prison and you visited me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was sick and you visited me. Should not that be the testimony of the church? Amen, that we do these things. If people's hungry, we ought to feed them. If people's thirsty, we ought to give them drink. Thank God, they're sick, they ought to be visited. before God. He said, is the visit of the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and keep themselves. That started from the Word.
Amen.
Yeah. I had a football coach. I didn't play football. I did one year. But he used to say this. He said, talk's awful cheap. I like action. You know what the Lord's saying here? It's what you did. What you did. I've got people that come up to me in these days of ministry and work with them and try to be a help to them. And said 10, 15, 20 years ago, I remember when you done that act of kindness. People don't, they can forget what you say, but they won't remember, they'll remember what you do. They'll remember a whole lot more what you do for them than what you say to them. And it's not some, it's a life of God. It's a life of Christ. Amen. That's like, I thought about Brother Todd and Miss Jennifer. They come to this church and they claim the church. They're faithful in it. But they're doing it under Christ. Amen. Every work, it's living to taking care of the treasures under Christ. Everything you do. Amen. Hey, God, in the work, everybody's got to be together. And in the work, He'll never let anything go unnoticed before His sight. Amen. Right. Amen. He said, you clothed me. You took care of me. Amen. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what. I'd like to say this. We ought to make a difference in people's lives. Amen. I can't make a difference in all people's lives. But I can make a difference in some people's life. Amen. You know what? I want to make a difference in somebody's life today. I tell you, the good help of God this morning encouraged me. I want to make a difference. Now tomorrow in life, when I leave the house of God, I want to make a difference in people's lives. Even though he said do good to all men, especially them in the household of faith, we ought to take care of people, we ought to help people. Amen. And that's a testimony of the church. And you say, preacher, I done something, but they didn't seem like they're thankful. They didn't seem like they was in gratitude. But I'm saying this tonight. Amen. It don't matter. Thank God this day. For the glory of God done unto Jesus. And if you do something unto Jesus, thank God for it. He'll reward you. Amen. That's right. Brother Danny on a little prayer meeting every Monday night. There where he lives. He's got a lot of older people come. You know, they're about the forgotten people this day. The rest home people, people that's really up in age, they're about the forgotten people. But you know what? What he's doing, listen to me, what he's doing is as important as what I'm doing tonight. Amen. Anytime a man stands or reads the scripture and preaches what that mama's doing and taking care of them little children. Listen, Miss Susan, hey, young people, younger generation got little old children, listen to me. I know sometimes you feel like you're not doing much and you feel like, well, I'd like to be doing what you're doing is the greatest thing you could do.
Yes, sir.
The greatest thing you can do as a mom is raise them children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not, listen to me. I'm not getting off on things tonight. I'm trying to encourage you. But buddy, I'm telling you, it's more important for them children to be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord than to have a big house.
Yes, sir.
And to have a big car. Amen. And to have a big career. My friend, thank God, the most important thing a mama can do, thank God, is teach your children the ways of God. It won't go unrewarded. You're doing it under Christ. Christ give you them children to raise. How are we going to raise a generation if there's not no mom and daddy in the home? That's where the breakdown is everywhere. It's a breakdown of the home now, huh? Amen. That's why the nation's going haywire. That's why churches is in a mess. There's no conviction in the house. Amen. You can't turn the light on when you get here if you're living like hell at the house. You got to have something, amen, in your heart. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, if you got God in your heart, you don't have to turn it on when you get here. Hey, God, He's with you when you leave, and He'll be with you when you come. Amen. The battle I have with me. We live in a day of ingratitude. He said in the perilous time there'll be people that's unthankful. You say, preacher, what about it? Well, it's a whole lot easier to do stuff for people that's appreciative than it is if they're not. But Jesus said, do good to them. That's what Jesus said. Didn't He say that? Amen. Jesus said that. You know, all these people say needing handouts and things like that. Well, I know the scripture says that a man ought to work. I understand that. I don't think we ought to give money to blow on liquor and everything else. Don't y'all believe that's right? But I do believe if a man's hungry, I ought to feed him. Amen. That's right. I understand, no boys, there's a fine line on that kind of thing. But I'm telling you what, when you see who you're doing it unto, when you see that little old boy or that little old girl in need and somebody needs to help them and hug their neck, they got a chance to love them. It don't matter what home they come out of. It don't matter what color they are. It don't matter what status they have. Hey, God, just do it unto him. Amen. We live in a difficult day. We're going to face things that no other generation's faced. We already are facing them. I understand and know. And I believe that y'all stick with your own kind. I'm talking about racial now. I know people fall out about that and say, well, give me a verse on it. Well, give me some common sense on it. If you want a principle, the Jews weren't to marry in another line because of idolatry. But God did bring Ruth out of Moab. There's one Ruth. He did bring Rahab out of Jericho. They in the line, son. There ain't no need to try to explain it away. That's what God wanted to do. Amen. I teach my children that when you get married, you ought to marry your kind. That don't mean I hate other people because they don't. That don't mean I look down on little children that's born into families like that. If they come in, I'll love them and I'll hug them like I would any other child. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Because I'm doing it under Christ. Now here's what you got to see. Here's what you got to see. In the spiritual things, we talk about spiritual ranks now, spiritual realm. We're not looking at their skin, we're looking at their heart. When you go looking at the outward man instead of the inward man, then you're going to end up being in bad shape. Amen. I know we live in a day now that all this Live Matter stuff and all this stuff. Listen, friend, I'm telling you what, if people's lost, if people's my friend devils, amen, that's right. But the fact of it is, my friend, there's still some that might hear the gospel and be born again. That's right. I don't know who they are. There's not a whole heap of them. Brother Robert says heap. I like that word, don't you? That's a Bible word. They said they hate to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ear. That means that's a pile of them.
Yep.
Amen. But I think that when we, listen, I got a lot of people that I'm in contact with.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people I'm in contact with. A lot of people. I got Miss Linda give me 5 or 6 letters a day from the jails and prisons write me. You know what some boy wrote me? I won't say this. I ain't bragging, but I'm just telling you what the Lord would do. That Hunter that come here, Hunter was his name. Hunter Klutz. He's in prison right now. He'll be getting out next year. And a boy just wrote me. I read the saw the letter and it said some Spears. I thought, I don't know him. And he wrote me in that letter, Hunter, he's listening to me, but he won't hear the gospel. And he said, Hunter told me you was a good man. And I thought I'd write you. He told me I ought to read my Bible. I wonder if he's even reading his. Amen. He said he wrote me. And he wrote to me and said, I'd like some correspondence about the Bible. What the scriptures say. You know why? One man, I don't even know that fella, but one man that come to church one time and I've witnessed to and wrote him a letter. He's telling somebody else. You know why? Because there's a reach out. I'm doing it under Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. When you do it, what y'all do, you're doing it under Christ. Hey, God, friend, just think about this thing. When you do anything, amen, to help somebody, Jesus said, if you do it, at least to my brother, you're doing it unto me.
Yeah.
Them little old children don't have no say-so.
Right.
Do you know there's children being in church tonight if their parents wasn't so sorry?
Yep.
You say, preacher, that's awful hard. No, it ain't. I could get harder. They'd been here this morning. Old B.R. Lakin, he said he was sitting in the church one time preaching a revival meeting. And said, a woman called the preacher's office. He was in there reading his Bible. He answered the phone. And she said, where's the bus at? And he said, ma'am, what's wrong with you? She said, the bus ought to have been here 15 minutes to get these children. And he said, well, that's your responsibility. Why don't you get in the car and drive them? Huh? Why don't them parents see what they got? It's a gift from God, and there's something God give them. And God requires parents to raise their children to nurture the admonition of the Lord. And a parent ought to see that. And that's a gift from God. And what they doing, them children are doing unto Him. Because He gives to them. But today, friend, the most neglected people in this world is them little children. They're most neglected. You know what that boy wrote in that letter? He said, preacher, he said, my daddy is in prison. My grandparents raised me. They're both dead. My mama put me up to the social services. I've not known nobody to care for me. I don't want to stone into you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you start getting in this ministry of putting out help to people and doing things for people, just remember, that's going to be some hard knocks, but always remember you're doing it unto Him. You're doing it unto Christ. Everything we do ought to be unto Christ. And that's what He said in Scripture here. Amen. And He said, you're doing it to my brethren. You're doing it to them I love. And He said, when you do, you're doing it unto me. I wonder tonight if you look at things a little different. I appreciate you ladies that take food to people when they're sick. You know what they see when you walk in with that food? They see the face of Christ. Not literally, but spiritually. They say, that's somebody that loves Jesus. That's somebody, I see Christ in them. I see Christ in that man that would go the extra mile to sit with me for 2 hours at the hospital while my wife had to go do errands. I see Christ. I see Christ in that woman. Thank God that's willing to do whatever to help the sister that's struggling in life. And let's do some fun. Thank God when they elect the elevator, say, I see Christ. I want to preach to you tonight on that. Whatever you do, just remember you're doing it unto Him. It's all unto Him. No matter what you do, it's unto Him. Sometimes you'll think in your own mind, is this really worth it? I just want to tell you, it is. It is. It is. It is. My wife told me this morning, said, the little man here, he said, I love Sunday school. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. Brother Shank went with me to that meeting and drove for me a good bit of the way. Brought me some vanilla wafers. So I'm going to tell you what, that man's ready now. He's ready. He's a whole lot more ready than I am. He got that and he drove me. He's not only doing it for me, he's doing it unto Christ. Amen. Folks, there are so many opportunities for you to do something unto Christ, to all the people that you're around. And it'll never go unrewarded as long as you're doing it unto Him. Let's stand this prayer.